Back into open session. Mr. Fleury, would you please lead us in the pledge? Okay, there's no announcement of action taken in closed session. We'll announce the election results from the November 6th election. The registration, 9,057 registered voters. Ballots cast, 5,462 for a 60.31% turnout. Mr. Danable got 1,680 votes, and Ms. Markle got 1,597 votes. Okay. Student representative to the board is not here tonight, so we'll turn it over to Dr. Todd for our annual organizational meeting of the Board of Trustees.
Thank you very much. At this time, we'll begin with the election of the president, so I will open the floor for nominations for president of the board.
I'd like to nominate Jeff Boom.
So Glenn Harris has nominated Jeff Boom. Jeff, do you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Are there other nominations? I will entertain a motion to close nominations.
Motion to close.
Is there a second?
Second.
And all those in favor of electing Mr. Boom to another term as president of the board, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Todd. We'll move on to Vice President. Nominations for Vice President of the Board.
I'd like to nominate Frank Crawford, although he's not here. I'm sure he would accept the nomination.
That way he can't turn it down.
Yes, he can.
Okay, Mr. Crawford's been nominated. Is there any other nominations? Would you? Anybody else? For Vice President. Okay, we'll close the nominations, and then I need a motion to elect Mr. Crawford for Vice President of the Board. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to elect Mr. Crawford as Vice President.
And then is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Okay, we'll move on to Clerk. We'll open nominations for Clerk.
I'd like to nominate Jim Fleury as Clerk.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, we'll close the nominations. And I need a motion for no.
Motion to close nominations.
Second.
Okay, then I need a motion to nominate Mr. Fleury also for clerk. I don't believe we need motions to close the nominations. So, but a motion to elect Mr. Fleury as clerk.
To nominate Mr. Fleury as clerk.
Motion by Mr. Danable. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Rex. And all those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. And then nominations for trustee representative to the Special Education Council.
I nominate
Rex.
Rex.
Mr. Rex has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Okay, then we'll entertain a motion to Mr. Rex first. Do you accept?
I'll accept.
Okay, then we need a motion to elect Mr. Rex as the trustee representative to the Special Education Council. Is there a motion?
Representative of the Special Ed Council.
Okay, motion by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Thank you. Okay, we'll recommend the board accept a schedule of board meeting dates as shown in the special reports. We need a motion to accept the time, date, and place of the regular meetings.
Motion to accept the time, date, and place of regular meetings.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Rex. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. I need a motion to appoint the superintendent as secretary to the Board of Trustees. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to appoint the superintendent as secretary of the Board of Trustees.
Okay, motion by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Harris. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Okay, then I need a motion also to authorize superintendent and designees to sign warrants, contracts, and other documents. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Danable. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Okay, we'll move on to presentation. Marysville High School ROP Small Business Class and Student Alliance of Global Entrepreneurs.
Mr. Boom, I do have a note here saying that the ROP presentation folks would love for us to come down front. So
we'll sounds good.
Move down front.
Hi, I'm Zach Lur. I am the assistant CEO of both businesses and the vice president of the club. I'm also the sales and marketing manager.
Hello, I'm Wayne Page, and I'm the design manager of both businesses, and I'm the public relations director for the club.
Marysville's ROP Small Business has adopted a program called SAGE. SAGE is Students for the Advancement of Global Entrepreneurship. Its main goal is to equip students who have a future as an entrepreneur with the skills to run a business.
Through SAGE, we are taught to find creative ways to both run a business and help the local and global community. We gain an experience on a day-to-day basis through a work environment that our advisor provides us with.
Before entering SAGE, our small business class was a part of a program called Virtual Enterprise. Virtual Enterprise was different from SAGE because we only had a theoretical business. We didn't actually gain hands-on experience. Our first competition that we had with Virtual Enterprise was in Bakersfield in 2005, and in 2006 it was also held in Bakersfield. In 2007, our last competition was in New York, where we got runner-up for the best catalog competition.
In 2008, SAGE began. We went to San Mateo. In 2009, we went to San Francisco, where we won various awards. In 2010, we got to take a trip to Chicago, where we got to visit Wrigley Field and watch a baseball game. In 2011, we went to UC Berkeley.
And in 2012, our class plans to go to Cincinnati, Ohio, where we hope to advance in the competition and even get a chance to go to the global competition, which is in Nigeria.
Our first business that we started 6 years ago was a design business, and it's Cali Creations, which is our student-ran graphic design business that does decals, video productions, web pages, and many more different design aspects.
Cali Creations is a socially responsible business, and by that we mean that through our designs and our projects, we find ways to positively impact our community on a global and a local level. For example, during the month of October this year and last year, our class designed Pink October decals, and we donated 50% of the profits from those sales to the National Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation. Our class also designed a cookbook, which we sent to the cookbooks and our profits to Somalia and other schools to help fight the famine and hunger crisis.
Here's just some of our samples we have. We have some decals and some banners that we have designed for some of our clients and our Pink October decal.
Like we said, our graphic design business has been going on for 6 years now, so we wanted to try something new. This year, we are going to be implementing an art business, the Artistic Revolution of Today.
And that business is a social enterprise business, and by that, we have the main goal of finding a social issue and implementing it through our business to solve that problem. Our goals for the business, we want to give amateur artists a chance to be exposed to various forms of publishing.
What we'll do, we'll publish and sell an art book with student artwork in it, and then send our profits that we get from our art book to the schools that we have, that students have participated from. And we'll also publish some of their profiles online on our website, and we'll also offer them a chance for their artwork to be printed on t-shirts, cups, blankets, and many more items, and we could also make them portfolios for their artwork.
I would like to open up this time if you have any questions for us about our business or what we do. Yes.
Where does your class meet, and how many times is it? Is it weekly or is it daily?
Oh, our class is an actual class offered by Marysville High School, so we go there every single day during fourth period, same time.
In what room would that be?
It's in room 101. Mrs. Kahn is our advisor.
Mm-hmm. And we also sometimes have meetings during lunch, and some of our students participate after school in doing and fulfilling some of our work that needs to be done.
Are there any more questions? Yeah.
How many people do you have in the class?
I believe we have about 19 people, and we're split up into three different groups. Yeah, a sales and marketing, a design group, and a human resources and finance group.
Are there any more questions? Thank you guys so much for your time. If you have any questions, the board members have our contact info listed on the flyers, and you can contact us at our advisor's email, mcon@mguusa.com, or our school's phone number, extension 3011. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, we'll move on to comments from board members. Mr. Miller.
Yes, I was at Yuba Gardens. They put on a girls basketball tournament this last Saturday. They also had vendors there from the community, and these were people trying to get business, small in-house businesses started. And the participation was fantastic, and it was a good program. I'd like to see it continued on. I was really, really impressed with what was done, and I was impressed with the level of the girls' basketball teams. Of course, everybody knows girls can't play basketball, but don't tell them that. it was a good deal. It was really neat, and I appreciated being from a community and having worked there. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Rex.
Girls can play basketball, no question about it. Okay. I had the opportunity to go to Browns Valley School probably on the stormiest night of the year when they had their student art awards. And that was kind of interesting to see the talent that kids develop in the first and second grade. They had three different categories, and some of those kids, I hate to say, are electronically much more aware than ever I was or am now. And it's amazing because some of the photographs and the artwork was really fantastic. Other than that, I think I'm going to pass it on.
Okay, Mr. Fleury.
Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome Mr. Danable to the board, and I'll get a chance to meet you tonight. Also, I stopped by Lyndhurst High School last week on my way to Sacramento at their faculty meeting, and they did a suicide prevention, and it's quite a bit that it was a good presentation. It was good what the teachers have to know, and there's so much more they have to be aware of. Also, the virtual class, I'm glad that we have classes like that. And you notice they didn't have to have the 30 in there, but we're losing a lot of classes as we cut these teachers at the high school that really are good for the kids. And I'm glad to see that this class is able to go with less than the 30. That's it.
Mr. Harris.
I would just like to welcome Mr. Danable on the board. And hopefully he's got what he wanted.
Okay, Mr. Danable.
Thank you all for welcoming me, and I look forward to the future. I'm really too new to have a comment, but I want you to know that I feel welcomed, and I thank you for that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Danable. I'd just like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and hope every new year is a good and healthy, prosperous new year for you. We'll move on to opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. Okay, Operating Engineers Local Union 3. California School Employees Association 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees Supervisory Unit. Public comments. I have one public comment card. Michael Hahn, if you could please step up to the mic.
Hello, my name is Michael Hahn. I'm a resident out in Olivehurst. I have a child that goes to our Bubba school. And unfortunately, last night I was shocked to learn that apparently they decided to take all the restroom doors off of the stalls in the boys' restrooms. Okay. First I heard about it, I had to find out from a letter that came over my child's pack. To me, this is really concerning as a parent. They decided to hang, I guess, shower curtains in place of the doors. Since I dropped off the student there, I went and looked at them this morning. They're in direct line up the door. Any kind of a breeze, these curtains are going to be moving around. We're talking children here from K through 6. I think something else should have at least been sought before we did that, or at least talked to some parents. The only reason I'm bringing it to the school board's attention is I did try to talk to the principal. He was not there today. And yesterday was the first. Last night is when we first found out about this. I encourage, please, somebody, let's look into this. I did a quick call and check around. I can't find any of the school in the school district that doesn't have restroom doors on. And apparently it's only isolated to the boys. Now, real quick, if we do it to one, let's do it to them all. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hahn. Superintendent's report, Dr. Todd.
Just a couple of quick announcements. One is that starting tomorrow, the Yuba County Probation Victim and Program Services will be holding Yellow Ribbon Suicide Prevention presentations at Marysville High School. And I did tell Jason Roper that I would be sure to invite you should you be available to come over. They'll be doing it each and every class period, so you are welcome to attend one or all sessions. The second is, this is that time of year when we have one board meeting in December and one in January, and not everything falls into place at the right time to make the agenda for the board's approval. I have an item tonight which is three workshops that are planned for our teachers. It is the Sheltered Instruction Observation Protocol, and it's called PSYOP. It's a very popular training. We are doing three sessions, January 9th through 11th, and one session January 14th through 16th. And we have about 120 teachers who have signed up to take this three-day training. Unfortunately, it's not on your agenda for your approval, and contracts need to be signed. So I'm asking the board if you have any objections to allowing the teachers to attend this training. It is outlined in our English Language Learner Master Plan as one of the preferred trainings for working with students of second language. And so I would hope that the board would support that, and I can go ahead and allow the teachers to attend that training. So does anyone have an objection?
No objection.
because we will place it on the agenda, but it won't come until after the training is over, so it's kind of a untimely presentation, but certainly it's when the teachers are ready to do it and we have the presenters coming. And then finally, I'd like to wish everyone happy holidays and welcome to Mr. Danable. I think you've gotten off to a great start. You made it here today and are doing a great job. You're still here. You haven't run out of the building, so thank you. And that's the end of my report.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Todd. We'll move on to approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of November 13th and minutes from the special board meeting of November 27th. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
I'll move to accept the minutes from both meetings.
Motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Five yes. Abstentions?
Yes.
One. Mr. Danable abstains. Consent agenda. Would anybody like anything pulled on the consent agenda?
I'd like to pull number two on categorical services.
Categorical services number two. Would anybody like anything else pulled? If not, is there a motion on the consent agenda?
Motion to approve consent with the item categorical services number two pulled.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Rex. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Okay, we'll move back to categorical services number two. Mr. Rex?
I was just wondering if how many classes is this, advanced biology or something like that? I didn't find any paperwork in the back that explained where the what classes were going. However, I noticed that they have... they have everything else taken care of. I just wondered what classes were actually doing that. But I can wait till later, or I can ask tomorrow.
I can get that answer for you, because if you didn't find it, it's probably not in here. But it is through MCAA. It's a trip that they take every other year, and so it is directly related to the biological sciences, but I can't give you an exact class.
Okay. I'll move to accept... number two, overnight field trip on the consent agenda.
Okay, categorical services number two, motion to accept by Mr. Rex. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Harris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Okay, we'll move on to new business. This is to hold a public hearing concerning charter extension renewal petitions for Paragon Collegiate Academy. We'll open that public hearing now. Dr. Todd, do you have information on this item?
This item is to extend the current charter agreement with the Paragon Collegiate Academy. And they are currently set to expire June of 13. This would extend their current charter petition to the year 2014. Oh, my goodness. The years are slipping away. And so it would be a one-year extension to their current three-year, which will give them a total of 4 years of operation when this expires.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Todd. Is there anybody else here for the public hearing? Wishes to speak? Any questions from the board? Okay, I need a motion to close the hearing. Motion made by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Danable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Move on to number two under superintendent, the one-year charter extension for Paragon Collegiate Academy. Dr. Todd?
Once again, this is extending their current charter for one additional year. They have submitted their educational plan, and they work very closely with myself and Lenny Tate, the Executive Director of Educational Services, to make sure they're meeting all of the components necessary to be a successful charter school. We also have been working with our financial consultant, Terry Ryland. A few things we want to work on, but certainly nothing that would preclude us from recommending to you to approve their one-year extension request.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Todd. Are there any questions, comments from anybody?
One of the things I did in reading over your application It sounds like you were addressed pretty much every question that was asked about financial aid. So I just want you to know that we do look at all that stuff.
Yeah, come up to the mic, please.
Hi there. I'm Lisa Reese. I'm the principal over at Paragon. And I just wanted to welcome you and give you a little background about Paragon just real quick. Mr. Danable, I know that you haven't known a lot about Paragon, but we are a K-8 charter school. We are just down the street over here. We focus on college preparatory. Our school, last year was our first year in operation. This is our second year. This year we have a lot of new programs we've implemented. Accelerated reader, accelerated math, we have step up to writing, we've gotten the SIPS reading intervention program. We have FOSS science kits, so we have the hands-on inquiry science over there. We are a core knowledge school, so our school teacher planning is vertical and horizontal planning. So what they learn about in math, they apply in science. What they read about in social studies, they write about. So they're reading social studies texts and they're writing about those things. So everything aligns. What they learn in first grade, they build on in second grade, they build on in third. This is all part of our planning process. We offer after-school tutoring and after-school acceleration in our AAA program. We have after-school clubs. One of them is our Paragon Club, which focuses on, it's a community outreach program. Some of the things they've done this year, we've had a costume drive where they donated used or slightly used costumes, and they were donated to the public. They were taken to the Salvation Army, and we actually, it was very nice, some of the costumes that we donated we saw in use that night in downtown Marysville, so it was nice. We have fed the local fire department, and right now we're currently in the middle of a coat and clothing drive that we also donate to the community. Our school currently is at 131 students. Our max this year for capacity, and because it's a small school, is 135, so we're 4 students away from our maximum capacity. We do have a healthy budget. We budgeted conservatively for 125 students, so being that we're at 131, we've done very well. We have closed enrollment currently right now and then reopen after Christmas break, and we already have parents pounding down our door. How do I turn it in? How do I get that application in? So I see us reaching that 135 very quickly. Some other things about us, we were in the Christmas parade and we got first place for the best decorated float, so even in the rain. And then we also offer, Paragon offers something that sets us apart, is healthy food choices. We have Revolution Foods, which brings food up from Oakland that is freshly made each day for our students. So there are no preservatives, no salts, no pink meat. Yeah. So it's all healthy food for our kids. And finally, we wanted to make sure to invite you to come over and see our school at any time. We also are having a Christmas program. All of our students, K through 8, are participating in it, and it's on the 19th at 6 o'clock. So we would love to have you come on over. So if you have any questions.
Any questions? No questions? Mr. Rex, you have a comment? Okay, thank you. Okay. Does anybody else have comments or questions? There are no other comments or questions. Is there a motion? This is on the one-year charter extension for Paragon Collegiate Academy.
I'll move to extend the one-year charter extension for Paragon Collegiate Academy.
Okay, motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second?
I will second that. I also had some concerns about the financial, and I did read that things have, on the paper, apparently been cleared up. So I will second that.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Fleury. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, 6 yes. Okay, so with the one-year extension, we are going to pull the next agenda item, which would be for the renewal for the 5-year charter renewal.
Mr. Boom, is that the desire of Paragon Collegiate Academy? Thank you. That was a yes from Lisa Reese, the principal in the audience.
Okay, personnel services number 1, tentative agreement with Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Mr. Carrion.
Yes, thank you very much. Up next are a series of tentative agreements that we'd like to bring before the board, which in effect provides for a 1.64 off-scheduled one-time payment to the Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Through this tentative agreement, the employees covered by this group, represented by this group, would receive this one-time payment on December 20th and would recommend the board approve this tentative agreement.
Any questions? No questions. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Personnel Services number 2, tentative agreement with Operating Engineers Local Union number 3. Mr. Carrion.
Yes, this particular item in similar manner asks the board to consider the approval of a tentative agreement with the Operating Engineers Local Union number 3, which also provides for a one-time off-scheduled payment of 1.64% payable on or about December 20th, and recommend the board approve this tentative agreement.
Any questions? Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Harris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. And Personnel Services number 3, tentative agreement with Supervisory Unit. Mr. Carrion.
Yes, after groups met, representing the Supervisory Unit and, of course, the Marysville Joint Unified School District, a tentative agreement was reached, which calls for a one-time off-schedule payment of 1.64%, payable on or about December 20th of the current calendar year to the Supervisory Unit employees. Recommend the board approve this tentative agreement.
Any questions? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Danable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Personnel Services number 4, tentative agreement with CSCA Chapter 326. Mr. Carrion?
Yes, and the last of the tentative agreements, which follows form with the preceding ones, in that the tentative agreement reached by the CSCA California School Employees Association Chapter 326 and the district calls for a 1.64 one-time off-schedule payment, payable on or about December 20th, and recommend the board approve it as well, along with the others.
Any questions? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Fleury. Is there a
second? I'll second.
Second by Mr. Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Personnel Services number 5, tentative agreement with superintendent and assistant superintendents. Mr. Carrion.
Yes, thank you. And one last time, the agenda item calls for the board to consider approval of a tentative agreement with cabinet level members. Unlike the others, this one calls for a 1.64% one-time off-schedule payment, which will be paid on the 2010-2011 salary for these employees. The other tentative agreements call for a 1.64% based on their current salaries. This one for cabinet level employees calls for a 1.64% off-schedule payment based on their 2010-11 salaries, and recommend the board approve this tentative agreement.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Carrion. Are there any questions?
Why is this one different than the other ones?
The difference is based on the total compensation payment approved by the board earlier in the year, and we just felt that we should take it based on our 2010-2011 salaries instead.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Danable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Business Services number 1, approval of leaseback contract for Aboga, Cedar Lane, Dobbins, Lyndhurst, and South Lyndhurst school sites. Mr. Albert.
Thank you. Good evening. Another lease-leaseback proposal before the board this evening. It is, as the title suggests, a multi-site project. It does involve a number of sites, including, as Mr. Boom just read, South Lyndhurst, Lyndhurst High, Arboga, Cedar Lane, and Dobbins. The work varies among the various sites. It is described in more detail in the agenda briefing. The RFP low response was with Broward Builders, and we did add a couple things afterwards, so you can see the proposed GMP is listed in the board agenda, and I would recommend approval so we can get started.
Any questions?
I just have one. Who is the architect on this one?
Reinforced grout. Okay. I'm trying to remember if they did them all, or I think they did.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Harris. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, six yes. Okay, Business Services number 2, 2012-13, first interim budget.
Thank you. Good evening. Frequently when I do these, I take a minute to thank Nancy Henshaw for the hard work that she goes through to get these prepared, as well as to do all the day-to-day work in the accounting and budget department, and I promised I wouldn't embarrass her too much. This is Nancy's last official budget for the board. As you know, Nancy is retiring, and her last day is actually next week. So I wanted to again thank Nancy for her long years of service and the wonderful job she's done, not only getting these huge documents put together for the board, but also just the day-to-day operations of the entire department. So with that, thank you, Nancy.
I have one question, Mr. Elgar. Did we give her permission to retire?
Yes.
Oh.
No, but I have a hold on her paperwork. Also with us this evening, and you have to stand up, is Penny Lousing, who is the new Director of Accounting and Budget. Her first day was yesterday, and I encourage the board to speak to Nancy and Penny both at the conclusion of the meeting, and we look forward to Penny being here at least the 12 years that Nancy was here, if not longer. So Penny comes to us most recently from the Ukiah Unified School District. So anyway, welcome to Penny, and again, yesterday was actually her first day. So, here we are again. Romero killed all the lice. Thank you.
You should have it memorized.
So, we have several documents in front of you. The spiral bound that you're familiar seeing. This is the official set of forms that get transmitted to the county office. And then with Nancy's help, we do some supplemental forms. This little packet here lists changes between the adopted budget and first interim. Then we do our own multi-year projection, which is in addition to the forms that are in the spiral bound document, and of course you get a copy of the PowerPoint. So, as you know, the district adopted its budget back in June, before the state necessarily finishes their budget. You've also heard an update in September on the 11-12 actuals, and last month there was a presentation since Prop 30 passed. You've heard me say over the last several presentations that if Proposition 30 passed, since we assumed it would in our budget, that our budget was stable. And I continue to use that term, and you'll see in a minute that indeed our budget is stable. Of course, we are still suffering from significant loss of funding. The revenue limit deficit factor alone causes a loss of revenue of over $13 million a year, which again is on this sheet. And as you can see, about 5/7 of our total revenue is unrestricted and the rest is restricted. This just summarizes where we were at adopted. We were deficit spending a little bit, and again, out of $55 million deficit spending, $372,000 isn't a huge amount. That's narrowed now. It's narrowed down to only $29,000 of projected deficit spending at first interim, and of course the other ones are to be determined. You do see the restricted jumped, which is most likely the inclusion of all the carryovers that occur after the close of the books and are picked up at first interim. So again, first interim, unrestricted, we're basically at zero. These are some of the changes between adopted and first interim, and the little sheet that we hand out to the board has a little more detail than what's on the PowerPoint, if you would like to see that. So we try and highlight just the key changes by category on the PowerPoint, and you can see the biggest one was increase to the revenue limit, as well as budgeting now for the mandated block grant, which the district signed up for, I guess, this year, and the one-time funding from the 2012 refunding COPS, which was discussed at previous board meetings. You also will see that same amount being spent. And that's for the security camera upgrades. That project has not moved to the board level for review yet. We are working on it. There were some expenditure increases, some decreases, some increases. You can see they're highlighted here. And then the rest of the expenditures. Again, you'll see the COPS proceeds under the services and other operating expenses for that same amount. And so you get down to the net increase, and you'll see the change again between adopted and first interim. So we improved by $343,000. Again, these are the restricted carryovers where we start the year. The ending balance in 11-12, of course, becomes the beginning balance in 12-13. So those are the beginning restricted balances, and that's where they come from, about $1.9 million. This is the standard pie chart. Again, I say this every time, the percentages really don't change much. The dollars, the numbers, of course, change from time to time. The percentages don't change much. This is a summary of the multi-year projection. Again, multi-year projection forms are required using the state software and are included in here. NANSI prepares and did prepare a little more detailed supplemental multi-year projection, which is separate. This is just a summary. So in 12-13, you can see deficit spending of $29,000. However, if all groups were to agree to the 1.64 one-time payment, that would cost us about $750,000, which would be a negative. And then the estimate for year-end budget savings, which You'll see another slide on that in a second. So right now we would be projecting a slight amount of deficit spending by the end of the year of about $300,000. In essence, the 1.64 one-time payment is coming out of the fund balance because we would be, or we are projecting deficit spending at this point in time. And then the estimated undesignated unappropriated fund balance you can see on the second line. Now 13-14 and 14-15, we're using the school services dartboard. We're assuming a 2% COLA in 13-14 and a 2.3% COLA in 14-15. However, we do not pencil in those same amounts for employee compensation. So you can see when we do that, so now we're adding revenue and not necessarily adding the corresponding expenses. Of course, it makes it look like we're doing better. The percentage increases in salary and benefits are the result of step and column estimated cost increases, not COLAs. So any questions on that slide? Okay. And where do the unrestricted budget savings come from? As you've heard me say this many, many times, it just comes from a little here, a little there, and with a budget of almost $80 million, it does start to add up. Our two-year average has been about $443,000. If you look back over 6 years, it's actually higher. And so we use an estimate of $500,000. That's where the $500,000 comes from, is looking at basically this slide to try and estimate what those miscellaneous savings will be from year to year. These are the flex transfers. And I put this back on tonight for a reason. These are, in essence, budget cuts, $3.7 million. These programs no longer exist. The money that used to fund those programs is simply in the unrestricted part of the budget to help offset the revenue limit cuts. If any of these programs were to be restored, you would either increase deficit spending or you would have to make cuts to offset reinstituting those programs. So in simple terms, this is $3.7 million of budget cuts. And those are the current estimates for 12-13 as to the amount of money for each of those former sources of funding. So we do get this money, but it becomes unrestricted. Again, it helps offset the loss to the revenue limit. So we're into where did all the cuts come from that helped us basically survive for the past 5 years. This is one of them. In 9-10, we made, and I did not go back and adjust these slides. These are the slides that have been presented to the board before. There probably are some differences as we have moved across several years, but these are the slides that have been shown before. So in 9-10, we basically transferred on a one-time basis $1.7 million to help shore up the general fund. In 10-11, so in 9-10, for 10-11, these are changes that reductions made in 10-11. Again, to repeat, these are all slides you've seen before or have been presented before at board, sometimes multiple board meetings. So this is administration and management. These were all cuts. This is certificated non-management cuts, classified cuts, and several pages of programmatic cuts, all in 10-11. And here's the total, about $2.9 million. Then we move into a slide that shows what the board considered cutting and didn't cut that year. Again, slides that have been presented before. Now we're into changes in our reductions in 11-12. A little different format. We had some site cuts. We had some special ed aids. Some of that has been restored since this slide. and then some certificated non-management. We started to use Title II funds to help pay for teachers to try and prevent further cuts to the teaching ranks. These were cuts to district-wide support and to the district office, and some additional administrative cuts. We were directed by the board to cut $300,000 out of district office department budgets, and that's where the $300,000 came from at the time. Again, no attempt was made to go back and update these slides. And here's the total. In this case, about $1.4 million worth of cuts. And here are the things that were considered and not cut. And this was a recap of those changes. Then we moved into additional cuts that were effective for that were approved by the board in February and March of 2012. Again, some additional cuts to the sites, additional classified cuts, additional certificated non-management cuts, more cuts to the district office, maintenance, adult ed, and this is the total of those prior slides, $6.6 million. So you have to add that to the flex transfer slide to realize that over the past 4 years or so, we've cut $10 million. Now, also bear in mind, other than step raises, no employee has received a raise in that time period, again, except for step raises. And for longer than that, no employee has received an increase to their health cap. There's no question that the health cap has not changed in a number of years. These were the total reduction on changes of $6.6 million by grouping. You can see you can see the groups for yourself, and that's the percentage of the total for each of those five categories. And these were some items that weren't approved. If you recall, that was those two board meetings were fairly lengthy, and here were the items that in the end weren't cut. So, we're stable. If you go way back, we have a multi-year projection that shows actually a little bit positive in 13-14. Again, it's positive because we assume a 2% COLA without a corresponding increase to employee compensation. A 2% increase to employee compensation would cost us about $900,000. So if we had thrown that into the presentation, clearly then it would be negative instead of positive. As you know, there's about $6 million of undesignated, unappropriated money. You've heard me say many times, it's simple math. If you don't deficit spend, that $6 million lasts forever. If you deficit spend $1.5 million a year, that $6 million will last several years, and then you have to cut the $1.5 million in the next year. So, Governor Brown is due to announce his proposals on January 10th. So I guess my message to the board is we've had $10 million worth of cuts. We have employees that have not received a raise, and we have employees that have not received any increase to their benefit caps. And right now we have several hundred thousand dollars that we can apply to that without deficit spending. And again, deficit spending simply then becomes a function of what's the level of deficit spending compared to the unappropriated, undesignated amount that's available. Any questions?
No questions. One comment. The cuts that we've made are ongoing cuts, which is different, of course, from the one-time cuts. So that just, I mean, over the years, that's a multiplier effect.
Well, it's a multiplier effect in the sense that we didn't make them all at once. We've made them over a series of years. So, of course, if you cut a dollar in year one and you don't change anything, well, in 5 years, you've saved $5.
I guess
if they're ongoing.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, is the ongoing cuts.
Right.
You know, it was tough to do, but we're at least ongoing now and not deficit spending year after year. But, you've done a good job with our budgets. I mean, we have some money, some one-time money, and it looks like that, you know, we're not going to deficit spend in the next couple of years. So unlike a lot of other districts that have negative budgets and budgets that are in a pretty poor shape, we've done a pretty good job. Yeah, and then, you know, we'll see what the governor's budget brings, I guess, in January, and then
I
move on from there.
As I said, I believe it's scheduled to be released on January 10th.
Any comments, questions?
Well, in looking at the cuts, the one thing that bothers me is that last year when we had the clerks on there, I had voted specifically, and I remember we said we were going to cut the clerks a little bit out of each one. And then I understand the union they cut four positions. And I remember when we voted on that, I remember the night that happened, it went through, and we said we were going to cut. I know my vote was to cut a little bit out of each one and not to do the system that we have right now.
Well, what the board does is cut an amount, then it's subject to collective bargaining as to how the cut is implemented, which I believe is what you're referring to.
Right.
When it was negotiated at the bargaining table, then, yes, my understanding is that particular union had some different ideas. As you can see from this slide, it was an FTE and an estimated dollar savings. Some items can be more specific because they might be limited to only one position, where site clerks and secretaries, of course, cover multiple sites and multiple positions, where something like the Lyndhurst High School library clerk is a very specific item. There's only one person in that slot, so it's easier to estimate.
So what you're saying, the union wanted to negotiate that created this current situation we have with clerks splitting schools?
No, I think what I was trying to say is that was handled in collective bargaining, through the collective bargaining process, which is the appropriate way to do it.
Any other questions, comments? Okay, we need to take a motion on the first interim budget. Okay, is there a motion?
I'll move to accept the first interim budget 2012-13.
Okay, motion by Mr. Rex. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Harris. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. The next item.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Allgaier. The next item is a discussion item. Dr. Todd?
Yes. This item was placed on the agenda in response to a specific board member's request, and that board member is not present tonight and has asked that it be withdrawn. and replaced on the agenda for a later board meeting when he can be here.
Okay, is that everybody's okay with that? We'll pull that item for a later date. Okay, so we'll pull that item. It's a discussion item only. It was not an action item. The board needs to go back into, we need to reconvene back into closed session following. Is Mr. Fleury, did you want to close in somebody's name?
One of our employees who was served our district for 31 years passed away about a week ago. And tomorrow the service is being held for Dr. Shatswell, who was led the special ed department. Before that, he was a teacher at Linda School, and I believe a little while at Alicia School. And he served our district very well, and the funeral will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Albury Memorial Chapel.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fleury. The meeting's adjourned.
And a reminder to